Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Back for our weekly Spoof Hound interview, talking with Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, also sophomore offensive and defensive lineman from his squad, Lucas Viratoller. As the Spoof Hounds getting set for the Class 3 District 8 Championship tonight against Savannah. That's at home, a 7 o'clock kickoff. Coach, this is kind of what you've been gearing for the whole year, of getting to this point to be able to host a district championship. It's against a rival. This sets up for a pretty fun evening.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than this. This is how you write the script, and you got a little cold weather coming through Northwest Missouri tonight, so that just adds to the the stadium environment and the home game environment, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be an exciting game.
Lucas, we're about 3 weeks out from seeing Savannah the first time around. That one actually in Savannah, the chance to host this one, a rematch of the Highway 71 showdown. Does it just feel like that adds a little more fuel to the fire for a big game like this?
Mm-hmm. It does. I think it makes it a lot more intense and more fun to play in, even since it's cold too. It makes it just way better.
That first one around, a 39-28 win for Maryville over Savannah. What do you take away from that a little bit? Is Maryville throwing a few more wrinkles, or is it a matter of they know what we do and we know what they do? We just have to come out and outmatch them.
Mm-hmm. We just have to come out and execute today and just play good. And they're a good team too, so are we.
Coach Webb, we look at it last week. The weather plays a factor as far as it's wet, it's muddy, it's windy. Not so much wet and muddy tonight, but it probably will be windy. It's going to be pretty cold. Does that change anything, especially as we've seen the ground game really emerge for Maryville in recent weeks?
Well, I think it kind of adds a, you know, just like last week with the rainy conditions and the wet conditions, you're concerned about taking care of the ball and turnovers. And I think it's another game that's similar to that. I think if you ask most of the players, and through my years of experience, you'd rather play in cold than wet as far as taking care of the football. It does, you know, kind of, you got to stay warm. You know, you got to stay loose. Sometimes those long drives, if you're off the field, you got to kind of get yourself kind of do that jogging in place thing and kind of, you know, rotate your arms a little bit and stay warm, because you want to be playing at your best. So I think the conditions, our field's in great shape. You know, we're concerned about it last week after, you know, a grass surface, and that, you know, one end was kind of played on a lot more than the other end. The south end was kind of tore up a little bit more than the north. But we've had a good week. Our maintenance guys done a good job, so the field conditions are good. And I don't think it'll play as much of a factor. Just staying warm, and the best way to stay warm is to be excited, jump around, have a lot of fun, and make sure you're running for long yards on offense, and those will keep your legs warm.
Well, Lucas, last week it was a breakout running game for Maryville. There have been a few kind of sporadically throughout the year, but when you need it most, you see Caden go for over 140, Cooper Lowe out there with over 70, just kind of a complete team effort. What led to that breakout last week in the district semifinal against St. Pius?
Well, I mean, we came in ready to play. I mean, we were all fired up. They were fired up too, but we like matched their energy, and we were a little bit higher than theirs, and they just weren't ready. Apparently, I mean, they were ready, but like we just were more ready than they were.
You know, that was a rematch of a rivalry game similar to what we have tonight. Does that kind of lead to a little bit more focus as we get into some of these games? Not that a postseason game you're lackadaisical at all, but you know, we talked to Coach Webb before that Savannah game, and he talked about just how much that means, and even the matter of, I don't want to go into that town and spend money. It really goes pretty deep within the school, the parents, the alumni, everyone going into it. Does that just feel like that leads to more locked in throughout the week?
Mm-hmm. Because we don't want to lose to Savannah, because they're our rivals. We want to beat them every time. Maryville doesn't lose to Savannah.
Now, we have seen from your perspective really stepping up and playing well in the offensive line, but the defensive line making bigger and bigger plays throughout, a couple sacks last week against St. Pius. Do you feel like you're kind of hitting your stride right now and things are clicking?
Well, yeah, I've gotten better every week, but same with our whole team has too, like Major and Court and Wesley have all been getting better too, and I feel like we've just gotten better as a unit.
I've been really proud of Lucas's, you know, effort on both sides of the ball as a sophomore, you know, really kind of starting every rep. And, you know, he saw a little bit of action last year towards the end of the season as a freshman on the offensive line, and really to see him develop. He's a great example of a athlete at Maryville High School. It's a dual sport. plays basketball, and obviously, you know, his sister's a talented athlete. We could get into, you might have some secret questions about who's a better athlete between him and his sister, and I won't spoil those. But Lucas has just done a great job, you know, from a technique standpoint all year, and it's one thing to be an lineman and be kind of big and strong like he is, but to take coaching and apply the little things. I think he mentioned the other guys on the defensive line like Major and Court and Wesley and those guys, have they improved? But I'm certainly am proud of Lucas as watching his technique improve throughout the season.
When you see young guys like Lucas go from week one here to week 11 and really taking steps every week, doing it and getting the reps in practice is one thing, but then actually solidifying it and perfecting it while bolts are flying within a Friday night is a complete different thing, and you kind of seeing that before our eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned his sacks last week, and it was rewarding. And again, those guys are coached by me, the head coach on the defensive line. So they hear me and hear my praise and my positive words every day at practice. So it's a demanding position, and to watch those guys make plays and tackles for loss and you know those statistical things that. Come with playing with great technique and great effort. It's rewarding to watch them succeed.
It's good to see the numbers rack up defensively. Sometimes on offense, it's harder for a lineman to get that praise. Of course, we've seen Court Watkins with a couple two-point conversion carries. So, Lucas, have you kind of put in, hey, I can run some pass routes, or maybe you can take a pitch on a sweep? Have you had those discussions with Coach Houchin?
Yeah, I'm a little jealous. Just a little.
It comes with being a senior, though, right? Mm-hmm. He put in that time.
He's got a lot of years left, and there's a lot of creativity on that side of the ball, so it wouldn't shock me down the road that he's got something designed for him.
Now, is this a matter of Court just taking good notes, or is he watching Cooper Lowe? Because, boy, those feet, they just keep churning when he sees that pile.
He is. He does a good job, and I'm not sure if it's more exciting to watch Court run the ball or watch Cooper block for him. Cooper enjoys, you know, when they switch like that, and in that set we got that – you know, watching Cooper, and a lot of times Cooper may not know the offensive schemes, which lineman he's supposed to block. So from what I hear out there, the communication is, hey, Cooper, you just blocked this guy, and they just point to him and tell him, and Cooper does it. So those sets are fun. But, yeah, it's fun to watch Cooper or Court run the football for sure. He didn't want to give the football up. That's the thing. Like, once he scores, he doesn't, you know, the normal running back or receiver or somebody, they just give it to the official. Court will come all the way to the sideline with it, and I have to convince him and say, hey, you know, we have to keep playing with this ball. You don't get to keep it. So,
you know, in the NFL, they do that, and they want to keep it for the first touchdown or whatever. He peeled off last week like he's going to take that one straight home. So
yep.
I wondered about that. Yep. Lucas, for you, is it the big block that springs Derek to get out there outside the pocket for a pass or getting down the field to set up a run for Cooper or Caden or Drew? Or would you prefer to go out and get the big sack and get the crowd going that way?
I'd prefer more to get a sack. I mean, I like making the big block too, but I think a sack's better, in my opinion. I like it better.
Do you have like any certain sack dances that we will see broke out as the postseason goes?
Probably not.
Nothing you've been working on?
Mm-mm.
That's something we need to work on, as you know, he's only a sophomore. So I thought the same thing. We need some type of, not a celebration that's going to get you a penalty, but there needs some celebration there when you get sacks.
That's like a D-line coach thing, because it probably get you ready for that one. So coach mentioned your sister Riley, pretty good athlete in her own right, of course, volleyball, signing her letter of intent to play basketball at Central Missouri. Is this add a little bit more motivation for you, or something for you to look forward to down the line of, in a couple years, this is gonna be my turn now?
Mm-hmm, it does. It really pushes me, because I want to be as good of her as her, and I don't want to be worse than my sister, but I mean, it pushes me to get better every day.
Now, she's put up some great numbers, has been a great athlete for Maryville through 3 years, and, of course, a senior season coming up in basketball. Coach mentioned it, though, and leading in, who is the better athlete in the family?
I don't know. I think she's got me by a little bit right now, but not for long.
Appreciate you being humble about that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good answer and on the radio.
Last week we had Owen Wunderlich, the Eagle call sign. He didn't really know where that came from or what it was. What about speed bump for you?
I don't know. Sometimes when I'm out on the field, I just like start saying random things that doesn't make any sense, and they came up with that name for me because of that.
There you go. There's your answer.
All right, speed bump. There we go. Last thing I have for you before I let you guys go here and get set for a Class 3 District 8 Championship against Savannah coming up later on tonight. Coach, I have good intel, some sources within the school district, that Fridays are Staff Soup Day, and that's something that you really tend to enjoy. When it comes to Staff Soup Day, like, do you have like a certain size container you're trying to get filled during the day?
Yeah, you do have some good inside information there. Well, here's the thing: you get charged a certain amount for a, you know, they have a staff salad bar, and the cafeteria supplies some beautiful plates. They're excellent plates to get a salad on. But if you happen to have a Tupperware bowl, you're charged the same amount if it's a staff plate or your own bowl. So to me, you know, you can save a little bit, need a little bit more. So the same thing on the soup. Like, why have a little, you know, plastic bowl of soup when you can bring your own Tupperware and get a big bowl? So it's always a surprise that they don't let you know on what the staff soup is every Friday. So I always like to talk a little smack to the students because they get the normal lunch, but the staff gets a really good homemade soup on Fridays. So kudos to Maryville High School staff on the staff soup.
A great meal, and you're being economical, so that's smart.
You got teenage daughters, you got to save a buck everywhere you can, so it's good.
There you go. That's sage advice from head coach Matt Webb prior to a Class 3 District 8 championship game coming up tonight against Savannah. Coach Webb, Lucas, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks as always, Matt.
Thanks.
Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, sophomore lineman Lucas Viertaler joining us here in studio. KXEV Maryville, KRN W Chillicothe. You can catch the Maryville-Savannah football game tonight on the Bearcat Public Media app.